I hate living here. They make up rules just so that they can punish us. There's this thing, they call it the box. Ugh. It's this little machine they cram you into that just... it makes you come. I mean, over and over and over and over and over. They call it orgasm therapy, but it's like torture. They don't even have to be there while it's raping you. They pick how often and how hard you're gonna come, and once they close the lid, there is no getting out. I can't even describe what it does to you in there. It doesn't feel like a machine the way it fucks you. Your cunt is pushed up against this stupid fucking thing. It doesn't let you move an inch no matter how hard you pull or push, or it just fills your pussy and your ass, and it just feels incredible. But it's, I don't even know what it does to your clit, but you don't have a chance to think about anything else. It's the best thing you've ever felt. But by the time you're an hour into the session, there is nothing you want more than to get your cunt off that fucking thing. You know, the worst is when they put it up so high that the orgasms just run together. You don't get a break. You don't get even get, can't even catch your breath. Your cunt just pumps and clenches and pumps and clenches and pumps and clenches non-stop until it hurts. And even then, you keep on coming. See, when it can't make you come by fucking you, it just sends this little zap into your neck. And you come. You don't even have to enjoy it. It just happens. Oh, there's this other thing it does. You know what edging is, right? I mean, have you ever edged yourself so much it hurts? Well, this stupid box has a button for that. It's the last second right before it's going to make you come, and it just stops. Everything stops. It lets you get so close, you always think, it's gonna let me come. It's finally gonna let me come. And then you... stop. You can't trick it. You can't fuck yourself on the dildo because you're locked in too tight. Your cunt is on fire and you just have to sit there and wait in the dark until it starts again. You know, when they want you to gush for some special guest, like a fucking... performance animal. They lock you up for a few hours and then they make you edge non-stop. Then they dump you out onto a bed and everyone watches you come like an idiot on some stranger's dick. And they make you love it. You don't have any choice at that point. All you need is to come. I'll never forget the first time I went into that basement. They have all of these boxes set up there, and God, this is screaming. It's not too loud or anything because the boxes, the walls and the boxes are pretty thick, but you can tell all these girls, their hands and feet are sticking out of the sides of these boxes, just twisting and wringing in the air with their hands clenching and unclenching, and that's all we can do when we're locked up. Some of them have it on max, and they're just screaming their heads off like they're afraid that they're gonna come to death. I mean, some of them have a big fat zero on their screen, and they're just begging and begging and begging and begging. I always want to turn off the edging for them, but if I got caught, they'd probably... I don't even want to think about it. Right in the front, they have Emma. This girl, they just... they leave her in there. I don't know what she did, but I mean, she barely even moves anymore. The box feeds her, it manages her waist, it's giving her the best fuck of her life, and it's never stopping. 24/7. Every time I'm in there, I think, what if it's me? What if I'm next? What if they're just gonna leave me in here and they never open it back up and I'm here forever and I just... She's been there since before I even got here. Her hands and her feet are completely pale. I mean, I assume the rest of her is too. A few months ago, this man came to see her. They pulled her out and she looked like a ghost. Anyway, the second he got his hands on her, he threw her onto the table and started rutting her. She seemed brain dead, like a zombie or something. She didn't say a word while this guy fucked her right in front of us. After he came and he pulled his dick out, she started howling, begging for more. The guy just took off and she was screaming at us to put her back. Couldn't take her cunt being empty. I mean, I don't know if she was happy or, you know, I mean, I helped her back in. I put her hands and her feet in the restraints and she started crying when the thing squeezed back into her. I mean, she babbled the whole time, talking to the box like it was her friend. They're gonna make us all like Emma. I just know it. This one girl, Alex, they broke her too. She hated the whole place and especially the box. And one day, she was like a different person. Started asking them to leave her in, begging them to turn it up. She asked me to do it too. When I wouldn't do it, she went out to the gate and just waited till they came and got her so they'd have to punish her. They don't normally put it on too high or use the torture setting unless you try to run away. So she started pretending to run away. Maybe these girls get used to it somehow. I mean, Emma and Alex. Like, there was this one time I had it on high, and it was the worst thing I've ever felt. It was maybe, I don't know, 2 months ago? Someone went into the basement and turned every single box all the way up. I thought I was gonna die. The muscles in my cunt were so sore. Most of the girls passed out, but mine was set for automatic wake-ups, so I spent the whole night coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming every minute of it. I'm just so scared that they're gonna make me like Emma. They're gonna, you know, sometimes they forget about me, I think, and they leave me in there for the whole day. Last night I had a dream that I was in the main hall begging the headmistress to take me down to the basement. I don't want to have stupid dreams about the box. I hate it. I hate that box. Oh, shit, I have to go. Please, if there's any way you can help me, please, you have to, please, please. Yes, headmistress. I think they forgot about me again, I guess. It's okay. They're not going to just leave me here. They're probably going to get me out soon. It's been so, I don't know how long it's been, a week? I guess they turned the thing on so it feeds me, and I'm not getting hungry or anything, but it's okay, I just have to, oh, not again, and, maybe if I kick my legs up and stuff when they're letting everybody out, and we'll see, that's what I'll do, I'll ask them, I'll beg them to let me out, and then, oh, fuck. I knew I shouldn't fight it. It just makes it harder. If you do that, just relax. Okay, it's okay if I can't stop it. It's just a little cum. Everybody loves to. Okay, if anybody can hear me, you forgot about me again. I just, oh God, if you could let me out. I'm stuck and I don't wanna come anymore. What did I do? I've been super good. I helped everyone with their chores and I didn't even. They know I asked for help. Oh God, during the private session. He told them, and now they're gonna leave me in here until no. Oh God. I can't make it stop. My pussy loves this. Stupid. No, no, no. Oh, 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 God. I'm so sorry. Someone, please. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Help me, please.